Unit 2 test.
Thank you for agreeing to this interview, Stephanie.
It's a pleasure.
So, tell us about this art event you organised.
Well, I'm an art teacher at St Martin's Secondary School. Last term, the science teacher told me and some other teachers about a project she wanted her students to do for Science Week. Then the history teacher said, "Why don't you bring art and science together for the project?" We thought that was a great idea, but I don't know much about science, so I was quite nervous about collaborating. We called the project Lost and Found because we made art from everyday materials and objects that people usually throw away.
How did you start?
We collected plastic bottles, cardboard boxes, glass jars, cartons, old clothes, pieces of wood, and brought them into class. Then the students thought about the art they wanted to create. While they were thinking, I asked them to make drawings of their ideas. Then they chose the objects and materials they wanted to use for their art.
What things did they make?
Some students created posters about their objects and showed different ways we can use them again. Others made pictures. One student created an amazing picture of her best friend with glass and plastic. A group of students made a sculpture of a horse. It's the same size as a real horse.
Incredible. Did you create any art?
Yes, I did. Last summer, I took a photo of my daughter and our dog while they were playing on the beach. My daughter wasn't looking at the camera and she didn't know I was taking her picture. That's what made it special. I used that photo to make a picture of her and our dog.
What materials did you use?
Paper, plastic, leather, wool, and some metal. Here, let me show you some photos of the students' art.
Ah, they're beautiful. Could I have copies of those photos?
Of course.